Greetings, salutations, aloha, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. This is episode 329 of your program. Thank you for downloading, streaming, wherever it is you can do to get us.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is from Radioland.
We're just like a rat. We just show up in places we're probably not supposed to. Everybody's doing well. Last week, I wanted you to know that last week, the show, episode 328, was the last bit of vocal work I did practically until like Wednesday. I lost my voice. I got the little touch of the laryngitis and all, and I made a joke about it on Facebook and on Twitter, and a lot of people were wishing me well, and I appreciate that. They were like, "Well, I hope you feel better." I never felt bad. I just it just happens around this time of year with whatever crap that's in the air, and it's good old fashioned overuse of the voice, and there it goes, and it was gone for a couple of days, and it came back, and here we are. Been working it just as hard as I have been in the past. It's crazy. And it was probably a good time. It was probably a good thing that it happened that way too, because I had to do a little computer maintenance here in Studio A. I was having some issues with the hard drive on this box, and I ran a level one diagnostic test on the hard drive. Found that it was a teenager. Goddamn thing had been in service for 13 years. It's, my hat's off to Western Digital. I mean, they're the ones that made it. And I was actually kind of surprised. First of all, it's a 300 meg hard drive. So is it three or four? I don't have my glasses on. 400 meg hard drive, 400 gigabyte, excuse me, the 400 gigabyte hard drive. And, hell, I'd like to say I got my money out of it. That's certainly the case. But I'll tell you something. I'm going to leave this here. We've talked about computer issues before, but I got to make sure I tell you. If you don't have one, you need to go get one. It's just an external USB plug-in, 2 terabyte or a terabyte drive. They're cheap. Grab you one, plug it in, and every once in a while, run your backup onto that thing. And if you lose your hard drive, you're not going to lose everything, and which is fine. I wound up doing a software upgrade, bought a new hard drive, got a terabyte for $40, something like that. Threw that in there and put in a new, a fresh install of a new operating system, wiped it out, got it going. Boom. Yeah, that's the way it goes, man. Spent a day or so tweaking it, just kind of farting around, taking my time with it, resting my voice. And here we are, right as rain. So it was a good procedure, but if you spend a lot of time or any time on a desktop machine like I do, and you got a lot of projects like you do, like some YouTube work or maybe some audio work or whatever it is that you photography work, graphics, pictures, and that kind of stuff, get you one of them USB external drives, and that way when you have to go and move all your stuff, it's easy and you don't have to worry about losing it when you have to replace the drive. Because my drive was so bad, Clonezilla wouldn't even do it. It was like, you got too many problems. That thing's got issues. And it was right. It was a 13-year-old hard drive, for Christ's sakes. Something else, man. Something else. This time out on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about what to expect. Maybe get a little prognostication going on here. We'll take a look down the road, see what things are going to be like. We live in tough times, my friends. We're going to delve into that and more up next, right up after this break here at Radio. At what? I almost said from Radio Memphis. No, wrong show. we'll be right back here from Radio Land. Don't go away.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
There is going to come a point, ladies and gentlemen, where we'll get all of this behind us. Maybe not all of it, but our lives will return to somewhat of a status of a little more ease. The new norm. I know it's there are people that are already bitching about that term on Facebook.
Use the new norm again.
They always like to use that picture of what's his nuts? Tyler Perry dressed as the woman Madea, who's got a gun in her hand and she's racking around into that thing. It's just, use the term new normal one more time. You know, y'all being all tough and whatnot. Calm your shit. Slow your roll. Don't be that guy. Because God damn, there's a lot of idiocy out there in social media. And today, Lord. Oh, by the way, today's the last day of the month of May. It's 31st of May. There is so much insanity involving these idiots out there that between the COVID, God help us, this whole George Floyd death, among all the others that are in there. And I'm not going to make this show about that. There's a lot that's being said about it, and I know a lot of people have very high tensions about it. The president of the United States of America has said today via Twitter that he is going to label Antifa as a terrorist organization. First of all, he doesn't understand that Antifa is more of a movement. It's not an organization. I don't think there's an antifa.org. I don't think there's any application process for you to join said thing. I don't understand all of that. Having said that, Antifa means anti-fascism. So he has a problem with anti-fascists. So I don't think he understands what fascism means. Maybe he does. Maybe, I don't know. I'm at a bit of a loss on that whole deal. But you know, I mean, we live in this really surreal time. And we have to wonder what it's going to be like when we get through it, which we will. It's coming. Mark my words on this. It's coming. It may take a minute, but it's going to happen. We're going to live in a whole different world. And that's something we'll have to get used to as well. I think the masks, are going to be, or the face covering of some sort, is probably going to be around for a lot longer than you think. Social distancing, probably still not a bad idea nonetheless, but I think there's, you know, it may relax some, but I think people will have, for the most part, be okay with that. The whole idea, whole notion of dining in a restaurant is certainly, I think, going to be a different experience for a lot of folks. I know my wife works in the restaurant industry, and her place has been pretty busy. I'm not going to elaborate on that either. But there's a group of people that don't believe in the existence of COVID, which is whatever it is, and whatever they want to think. Why, I don't know, but that's the way they feel. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. It's just media hype. And that's when guys like me get labeled media. That's when I kind of laugh a little bit. I guess technically it's sort of true. But, I mean, let's be reasonable here. Hype is not something that we tend to really focus on with these matters. it's not... You know, and I will tell you this, since I, in essence, have quit watching the evening news, I have a cleaner outlook on things. I really do. I don't like my news spoon fed to me. This is coming from a guy who worked in that business. You know that, don't you? I spent several, many years working in television news, in production, and I worked my way up. I became a reporter. Hell, I was a news anchor for a while, and I understand how that works. And it's a weird game, and it's a thing. It's what people do. People think it's what happens, and you just have to, you know, I have to take it with its grain of salt that it is. And since I quit watching that, and getting my new, it's not that I'm. And it's funny because you go, well, I quit watching the news. And I go, the first thing that comes to mind is, you're uneducated then. You don't know what's going on. No, I know exactly what's going on. I have my finger on the pulse of the world as far as what news happens. I have to do that. It's part of what I do for a living. I have to be aware of such matters. I just get all of my information from various sources. And, you know, it's interesting, too. You'll read something. An article somewhere written by a legit news source, and you have a pretty good grip on what it might be, and you have the facts, you know, yeah, A, B, C, D, E, whatever. And then you happen to catch it in the evening news, and it's like, here's like one or two of the notes that are being made because they're really pushing you along. You know, they're trying to cover what 14 to 15 elements, maybe 30 elements at most, including sports and weather in a local news broadcast. So, I mean, they're just humming along. So you'll see stories about like all the protests that are going on right now, which I'm all for. I think it's great. Protest your ass off. I think it's fantastic. Some people have real problems with that, but I don't care. When you have people that are, you have a demographic of Americans that are having to live this horrific nightmare of murder, then, you know, then for God's sake, you have every right to protest, and it would be your responsibility to do so. That's the important thing. So, you know, when you go through that and when you do these sorts of things, you know, try and be reasonable, of course. Nonviolent civil disobedience is really kind of the best way to handle such matters. So, you know, there you go. That's really all I have to say about that. Now, we've been talking about it at length at radio-memphis.com. It's the Radio Memphis in the Morning program with myself and LJ, Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's, by the way, going to go back to Mondays here in a week or two. But anyway, be that as it may, the new norm is going to include more of this, I think, because if it's one thing, I think Americans have become more resolve to in their instance, their matter of factness about certain things, is that they are, if anything, becoming more resolute in their feelings. We've had enough. We've had enough horseshit. We've had enough of this blind, you know, being treated as property as opposed to being treated as humans. You know, and that's certainly a thing. And with that in mind, I think the new norm is going to include certain changes of attitudes and opinions about things. And what's really going to be interesting, and it will be amusing to see this happen, is when the World Health Organization, which, I don't know, say what you will, or the CDC, they're good, Centers for Disease Control, Atlanta, Georgia, and they sit there and they tell you, we don't really recommend that you should use, you know, go to a buffet. You know, all you can eat buffet. I mean, shit, there was a time in the 70s, I remember as a kid, when they started installing sneeze guards, and just the notion of what a sneeze guard really is kind of an alarming concept, because you're really dining with complete strangers, and you take it upon faith that everything is going to be fine. That you have everything under control, and that you just assume that the guy in front of you in the line is, well, he's not sick, you know, he's not carrying some disease. That would be a thing. So, you know, there is that, and you got all these people that are out there bitching about how their rights are being, you know, infringed upon. They feel put upon because of all the things that are happening in this world. And as it is, you think that, well, I should have to be able to live the way I used to live when I was, you know, a forever person, blah, 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 blah. And it goes on and on and on. And the reality is that no, we live in a completely different world now. We do. And it's going to be, you know, incumbent upon all of us to be reasonable about it. And try not to, you know, lose our shit when people, you know, tell you, hey, you know, you should probably put a face mask on. Oh, you can't tell me to do that. God damn it. These hot-headed people, they don't have a problem with no shirt, no shoes. No service, you know, that whole thing. That's a whole different deal right there. They don't understand how it is like to live in such an environment like this. And we're gonna, you know, look, change is difficult. I know that. I like to think I'm one of those people that adapt to change fairly well, because I do. Not everything, but I do find that I'm fairly comfortable with a lot of things. And what we need to do is keep pushing forward. Keep pushing on. And, you know, instead of chastising somebody for wearing a mask in public, How about shut the fuck up? Let them do what they're doing. They're protecting you. If you don't want to be protected, that's your problem, okay? You know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm pandemicked out. I'm a little uptight about it. I'm a little just kind of over it. I understand the fear that's going on. And look, I have this discussion with my wife all the time. And, you know, she's like, hey, when are we going to go out to eat? I said, I don't know, 18 months maybe? Shit, I don't know. Does that seem extreme? Probably. Is it? Yeah, definitely. Am I a germaphobe? Yeah, kind of. Does that mean I'm going to go out and eat again? Sometime I'd like to. God help us. I miss meat, a big plate of enchiladas, man. I'm missing the Mexican food. And chances are I could go and I would be fine. But right now it just seems like I'm just pushing it. And I think it's that way for a lot of things. I mean, yeah, I go to a grocery store, but I watch my distance. I watch my I'm socially distant. Yeah, not really going to the bars. Never really did that much here lately anyway. You know, I'm fine being at home. Liquor stores are open. I can go get beer. I can sit back here in Studio A, right where I am right now, happy as a pig in shit. If you were looking at this office, you'd probably go, oh, yeah, man, what a mess. And it is. But, you know, I can sit here. I have the world at my fingertips when Comcast is actually operating. I've got everything that I need. And I can work. And I can stay in tune with things. And that's, I'm happy here. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I've got to go out. That would be your extroverts. And I feel for you. I kind of used to be like that. But I don't know, maybe it's from being in this business, but being an introvert is not a bad thing. I can be extroverted on my own terms, like with a show like this, or being on the air when it's just LJ and I, you know, that's just kind of how that works. And, you know, the notion that we, you know, we feel like we have to be at a certain place or have to be at a certain thing because, well, it's just what you do. That's changing. All of those things are changing. A lot of notions in the way we used to live our lives have changed. We've had to go. We've watched it happen before the pandemic. You know that, don't you? A lot of things got changed when the internet came along, and all of a sudden there was Amazon. It was like it just was looming in the corner the entire time, and then boom, there it was, man. And everybody thought it was the coolest thing in the world. It still is. I mean, I'm pretty blown away by really what the thing can do. I know. You should shop local. I would shop local if there were things that I could get that I needed locally. But that's not always the case. Well, they've been put out of business because of Amazon. Well, maybe perhaps they should have changed their business model. I mean, I get it. It's tough. It's difficult to be in business like that, especially in retail. You know, you should always support your brick and mortars. Yes and no. I mean, let's be honest here. There are a few brick and mortar places that I have been to where if I asked a question about a particular product that I was interested in buying and I got either A, a cold shoulder, or some snarky response, or even worse, I don't know. And I would get that a lot. I don't know, bro. Can you cut me a deal on this thing? I can get it online for like $50, right? And you're charging, what, $75 here? Oh, best I can do is like, I don't know, 68. Come on, man. There are certain things that I know that we need immediately. And that's why those places are still in business. And that's why they will be in business. And there is something to be said about retail therapy. I mean, I get that. That's quite the notion. And there's, and you know, you can certainly go browse. I mean, there was a thing about going to the mall, you know. I was of that generation. I grew up with where shopping malls were in their heyday. And, you know, the gang would just get down there to the shopping mall and we'd hit up the Sbarro pizza, which really wasn't that bad a pizza, if I don't mind saying so. And I tell you what else I used to get. I used to love these things. And I know how to make them, too. Orange Julius. Oh, my God. That was the whole point of going to the mall, as far as I'm concerned, when you're a kid, because she's like, oh, I want a big, large Orange Julius, you know, and you're sucking on that straw, and you get the brain freeze and the taste of it. By the way, the secret ingredient that they wouldn't tell you at Orange Julius, you know what it was, don't you? Vanilla extract. That's all it was. That's all it was. Add a little vanilla extract to a glass of orange juice and watch what happens. Just a little bit. Just a little spoon of it. Just put that in a big, tall, honking glass of iced orange juice and then put a little vanilla extract. Oh, my God. And you'll go, oh, wow, I remember that flavor. That's what that is. See, Orange Julius. Never mind. I digress. You know, but we watched the shopping malls and basically implode just because people's habits changed. People didn't like going to the malls anymore. It got to be sort of, I don't know if we were oversaturated with commercialism or if there was, too many incidents of being ripped off in a place like that. I don't know. It's or maybe the circus-like environment that we all got kind of tired of. And so then you had the shopping malls that were really turned into strip centers, and that was a whole thing. They still sort of are strip centers. When you hear the term strip center, it brings to mind something to me, something completely different. But nevertheless, even that is starting to hurt a little bit because we see a lot of strip centers that aren't stripping. You know what I'm saying? They're just not there. They're not busy. There's a bunch of empty spaces and things such as that. So, you know, you got to consider all of that when you look at the way the economy has been shaped by such matters. So yeah, change is one of those things. It's inevitable. It's a thing that's going to have to happen. And right now is really an interesting time. This year has been rough. Frankly, the past 3.5 years have been very difficult. I don't mind putting too fine a point on it, but that's kind of what that is. And there's an old saying, you can never go home. You know, it's never going to be the same way. You can't turn the clock back. You may want to. You may want to go back to those salad days of hanging out with your friends and, you know, when you were a kid and where the whole world was in the palm of your hand. At least it seemed that way. The innocence of it all, you know what I mean? That is long gone. That is long gone for all of us. It's been stripped away from us. Our innocence is gone. And we've had to deal with a pandemic of pretty rotten proportions, and still to me at least, I don't even think we all have the complete picture of it. Something just doesn't seem right. Something doesn't feel right about it. I can't quite put my finger on it all, and I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm so sensitive to being lied to all this time by the media or the government or whomever that I feel like a hunter-gatherer when it comes to getting information for myself and figuring out what the hell's going on. Having said that, what is it that you've got to do to protect yourself from these matters? Well, you have to educate yourself and know that things, you have to accept the fact that you can't go back home. You can't return to the way things were. We already tried that in 2016 when we elected a guy, when y'all elected a guy who said, we're going to make America great again. He was going to turn back the clock. His notion was to bring back the nuclear family. You know, the time when people knew their place. You know, which is an awful thing to say. We were going to stifle creativity. We were going to stifle the way that lives were lived. We're going to bring back coal, which is a bad idea. We're going to allow companies to shit in the rivers and do all of these horrific things. And it hasn't gone well. I don't want to tell anybody out loud, but, you know, look around you. Look at this dump we live in. This is a shithole. What we've done to this country, what we've done to this planet, it's a shithole. And will it change? Yeah, of course it will. It'll change. It'll change for the better, I hope. Once we get the situation, we've got to clean this mess up. And once we do that, is it going to be like it was before all this? No. No, it's not. It's going to be better than what it was, maybe. That would be interesting. And it'll be the new norm. The looming specter that our lives could all suddenly end in the blink of an eye over a disease that causes you to die in a horrific manner. I mean, think about it. Most of these people that have passed away died alone because they weren't allowed to have anybody around. That's not cool. So science marches forward. I choose to follow in the line of science, and I hope that's a lesson that we can learn from this. And maybe we will. That would certainly be handy. So, you know, you have to look toward such matters that, yes, our lives will change. There may not be the all-you-can-eat buffet anymore, but you know what there might be? There might be a cafeteria-style thing might happen. That might be a thing that we have one here in town called Piccadilly. They'll be busy again. When I was a kid growing up in Texas, we used to go to a place called Luby's Cafeteria. And you got your tray. And it was like school lunch days, you know, and you put the tray on the little rail there, a little three bar rail, and you would slide down, and in front of you were these glass cases, and there were people behind. In my eyes, there was like 100 people back there. And so you would start like in the salad area, and you'd say, yeah, I have that little salad right there. And you point at it, and they grab it, and what kind of dressing you want, honey? And you tell them, and they'd squirt some on there, and they would put a ladle on. And then what they did is they set it up on top of the cabinet or the counter, and then you picked it up and you put it down under your tray, and then you moved on down. And you would move over to the entree department. And then you would just go there and you pick what you wanted on your tray. You had all these little plates. And when you got to the end, there was a lady that sat there at a cash register, and she'd ring up everything that was on the plate, and you paid for it right there. Or in some places, they just give you a ticket, and then you pay on your way out. Whatever the case was. Man, that was some pretty cool stuff. And it kind of went away because the self-service buffet was cheaper to operate. Well, now we're paying the price on that. So bring back the cafeterias is what I'm saying. I'm thinking that's probably a pretty fair idea, if you don't mind me saying so. That's part of the new norm. Here's something else that we're finding, too, is that more and more businesses and companies have discovered that they don't have to have employees in their offices. Nearly 40 million unemployed people, the 40 million that filed for unemployment over the whole course of this whole thing, that's 40 million Americans. That's a lot. It's a lot of people. And let's just say we blinked our eyes, came up with a vaccine, and boom, there it is, and the pandemic is gone. Those 40 million people are not going to have their jobs back. No, not like that, they're not. It's just not going to happen. They will have to find something else to do, because that's just how that works. That's the unfortunate end of this. Because too many companies, too many businesses have realized that they can save so much money to survive this thing if they did something like send everybody home. And those that could work from home did. That's part of the new norm, too. We're starting to see more and more of that. And these people that sit there and they wring their hands and they go, oh, my God, what are we going to do? I don't know. Be creative. Come up with something. Every situation presents its own opportunities, and it's simply just a matter of tapping into that and figuring out exactly what that is. And once you figure that out, you'll be in great shape.
Wizards is corona-free and is your headquarters for your essential quarantine supplies. Their viral sale is happening right now with deals throughout the store. Get some sage to chase away the bad stuff. Incense, woodwick candles, decorative fans, and things to keep you busy while you're stuck at home. T-shirts, bandanas, hats, and more on sale right now. CBD, Kratom products, and personal cleansers for that job interview. Open 10 to 10 every day at 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, or get it all delivered when you order online at wizardsmemphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking.
Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It's like what I was talking about last week. You know, you can always go home, but you can never... Because I screwed it up. What I said was you can never go home. No, you can always go home, but you can never go back. That's what I meant by that. And I'll tell you, I can prove this for you, because it got me to thinking about the nostalgia end of this. I happened to catch on some television thing or some streaming thing an episode of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Yeah, King of Late Night. That's what it was. And it occurred to me as I was watching this that everybody that was on that screen at some point or another in the hour I devoted to watching that show were all dead, which was really bizarre. So you had like, it was a dead talk show, and it was, everything about it was dead. And I'll tell you what else was dead were the jokes. Oh my God. At the time, yeah, they were hilarious, but not one of them aged well. That should tell you something right there.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, there you go. You heard what's coming up next time on the program. Coming up, speaking of programs, we've been asked a lot about the Booze and Blues. Oh, when's it coming back?
Everything seems to be opening up, or can we go back to the Booze and Blues now?
Soon. soon enough. I'm not sure. I don't have a date for you. I can't tell you when that would be, because it would normally be on a Sunday night like it is tonight. And normally we'd be sitting down and we'd have a band and we'd spend 3 hours with them and have live music and drink a bit and tell stories and have a great time. And since COVID came around, we suspended that because we don't want anybody to get sick, right? And it's a small quarter studio. What are you going to do? So we're still in a holding pattern, and, you know, bars and restaurants and venues will be the last thing that will open up around here. And I've often thought, well, maybe around then. And even that, I've gotten to the point where I'm kind of, even on that, I'm sort of hesitating, because it might be not 2 weeks after that, because once the bars and restaurants open, you wait a couple of weeks to see if anybody gets sick. It's the unfortunate thing is what you have to do. So it might be 3 to 4 weeks after the bars and restaurants open before we get the studios back up and running. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's one way to look at it. We do have an anniversary that's coming up on the 1st of July, basically a month from now. And I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but we'll do something. That'll be interesting. We'll cross that river when we get to it. So there is that. But yeah, tonight there will be blues music on the old radio station, radio-memphis.com. You can get it on any device, frankly. And all you have to do is dial us up, and away you go. And that music starts tonight at 8 p.m. Central, goes to about midnight or so. And you can tune in and have some fun there with that. And maybe next week I might start going back into the studio and doing the thing the old-fashioned way. Nobody else, just myself and a beverage or so, and then we'll get through it and have us a time. That'll be the thing to do. So there. Stay tuned to everything. Keep following us on the social media if you want to learn more. You can find us at radio-memphis.com. You can also find it at the Facebook page, Radio Memphis, Twitter as well. Be that as it may. And more fun coming. Yes, indeed. You know, having laryngitis last week has set us all back, too, as far as production for the YouTube stuff, which is still coming along. The drinking with dead people thing is starting to really heat up, too. So that'll be coming. So just be tuned in for more of that much fun. And you've heard what's coming up next time on the program. So that's it for me. I'm done this time out. Y'all be sweet. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. For God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.